And the next thing is we're going on to committee and working group reports and motions.
Okay. Thank you all.
So the next thing is a coordinating committee report, Wendy, including the logistics for the Houston PNB meeting.
I hear an extension.
Yeah, I second the motion on extension.
I object.
Madam Chair, I move to extend by 2 minutes, and it was.
I object.
And I object.
On the election committee,
we have business to do.
No. They want to extend on the election committee. That's right.
Okay.
I object.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded that there are people who would like to add more time, but I didn't get how much time was wanted.
2 minutes, Madam Chair. There was a new piece of information in Les's report vis-a-vis KPFA, and I'd like to get an answer to it.
Okay. If we have the if the body will just allow for a minute or two for Bonnie to ask a quick question, it'll be faster than going to a vote.
I have one question after Bonnie, please.
Okay, then we'll have to extend time. Who would like 2 minutes?
I only need a minute or less.
Okay, well, that would be 3 minutes. Does anyone second that combined?
Second.
Okay.
Andrea, second.
Now, Luzette is objecting to that. Are you still?
No, 3 minutes. We have things to do. They can phone the man.
Okay. So is there? Do you object or do you?
No, it's okay.
Okay, fine. Is there any objection to extending for 3 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Bonnie, make it fast.
Les, I'm sorry, I didn't know anything about a survey going with KPFA. Was that approved by management?
We may have lost Les. Les, are you there?
Okay.
I think he left the call.
Okay.
Well, that's that.
Okay. Please email your questions to Les. All right. We're moving on to committee and working group reports and motions. Wendy, you want to take the coordinating committee report?
Wait, what happened to AC?
Yeah, and I'm waiting.
What happened to AC is Les left the call, so there's nobody there.
How would he leave the call without?
Because he thought
it was over.
Next business.
Huh?
Okay, because he thought that his time on the call was over, so he left.
He knew we was going for an extension. Why did he leave?
He might have left just before that. Okay, so the next thing is Wendy, coordinating committee report. AC, you can certainly call or email Les.
Okay.
Okay. Wendy?
Oh, okay. The coordinating committee has not met since the New York PNB meeting, and I do plan to call a meeting as I guess I'm the chair. I don't know. I'm either the convener or the pro tem chair, but we haven't elected another one. So I do plan to call a meeting soon, but I did send out a poll to the members of the PNB asking what dates. I named 6 different dates in September and October. When would people like to meet, come to the Houston meeting, the meeting that's going to be in Houston? And I've only gotten about half of the board bothered to reply. But of the people that did reply, everybody chose the weekend of October 9th through 11th as either their first choice or their second choice. There were no people that couldn't do that date. As we had talked about, we were kind of limited in what we could do in Houston because the station's having a fund drive for the last almost 3 weeks of October. And so I just would like this national board right now to go ahead and set the date of the PNB meeting in Houston to be October 9th through 11th. That's a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Is there good?
Andrea,
by the way, October 9th, 10th, and 11th is fine with me.
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone who has a strong objection to that?
I actually did not vote number one or number two for that weekend, Madam Chair, but...
Oh, well, that's true. I think Bonnie voted number three for that weekend.
It's very possible I won't be able to be there, so...
Well, we specifically avoided the 2nd through the 4th... because of Bonnie's event, and also because of a KPFA.
I know, Wendy, and
yeah.
I'm not actually objecting.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other? Is there any objection to the 9th, 10th, and 11th? Okay. Hearing no objection, the next in-person board meeting of the Pacifica National Board will be on October 9th, 10th, and 11th in Houston.
Okay, and so we will immediately get to work on that. It's very helpful to have the date chosen. It will be a cost-effective, and we'll see a lot of Southern hospitality from people here in Houston. So another thing that I wanted to mention is that there the coordinating committee did start this last year, I guess, when Jack Van Aken was the chair of the coordinating committee. We need to track down a lot of minutes that we aren't quite sure if they were approved or not. They aren't posted on the PNB website, so we will be tackling that in the upcoming month or two on the coordinating committee. I haven't told them yet, but they're going to be so excited. And so I'm going to be calling on people that aren't on the coordinating committee, too. If you were on the national board in 2006 or 2007, I'm going to be asking you to help us try and get the minutes in order that didn't get posted properly during that time.
Just
a heads up. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next committee is the Finance Committee. Jamie, you have 10 minutes. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hold on one. Hi. So this is the Finance Committee report?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, we probably don't need 10 minutes. We our last meeting was early August, and we have one scheduled for Tuesday, as LaVarne mentioned, where we're going to tackle more of these budgets. Let's see. At our most recent meeting, we did pass one motion that we passed to forward to the PNB, which I believe we did forward to you a few weeks ago, but that's probably like under about 8 million emails by this point. So I can forward it to you now, and I will read it to you now. The motion is, passed by NSC, that the NSC recommends that the PNB approve the return of $320,000 of the encumbered CD from KPFA to the KPFA operating account and retain $100,000 in a restricted account to support a line of credit for emergency use by the national office. This motion passed 6-3-1. So let me just email this around to you, and I can give you some background on this. The deal with this motion is that you guys probably remember the story that last August, the PNB authorized that Pacifica take a line of credit from Wells Fargo of $300,000, and that the collateral of that line of credit be a CD that was held by KPFA of approximately $400,000. And let's see, we've agreed to close the line of credit. And the CD, I believe, is matured. It matured earlier this month. And now there's not $400,000. It's approximately $420,000 that's in that account. So the motion is to return $320,000 of it, take it out of its restricted status, which it doesn't need to be restricted anymore because there's no more Wells Fargo line of credit, no more $300,000 Wells Fargo line of credit that it is securing, and use it as to support a $100,000, and so we give $320,000 back to KPFA operating, so they get $320,000 in cash that they didn't have access to, and $100,000 is retained in a restricted account to support a smaller line of credit for emergency use by the national office. So that is the motion from the NSC, and I hope that makes sense. I will forward this to everybody now.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I have a question? I have a question.
Yes.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Are we talking about 320 to be returned or 300,000?
My understanding was that there was represented to us that the account started out last summer with about 400,000, But since it's been at interest all this time, it's accrued $20,000 more, so now it's approximately $420,000. So $320,000 goes back to KPFA operating, and $100,000 remains in a restricted account to support a line of credit, which I believe is going to be through Wells Fargo, but LaVarne would have to clarify that part.
Okay.
Though the motion as we presented does not specify, you know, mm-hmm. the bank or lender where the line of credit would come from.
Okay. And this would support the national office?
Yes. The motion specifically says that the line of credit is for emergency use by the national office.
I have a question, Wendy.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
If the PNB votes this motion down, then KPFA does not receive their money back?
You know, that's a good question. You'd have to ask LaVarne. I mean, it seems like I wouldn't know the answer to that. It doesn't seem like we could not give them their money back because it's not needed. You know, it's not securing anything at this point because the account that it was securing has been closed as far as
And I have a question, Madam Chair. Are there guidelines? Are there guidelines for what an emergency use means?
And this motion does not specify what emergency use means. And we have passed no guidelines.
Okay, so we don't know what emergency means.
This is LaVarne.
You're asking.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
You want to answer that question?
I think simply to answer your question, if we cannot meet our bill, that's an emergency.
Okay.
Stack. Okay, before we
Thank
go
you.
To Stack, Jamie, did you want this to come up as a motion to the PNB at this point?
Yeah, well, the intent of NFC was we would recommend that the PNB would approve the return of $320,000 to KPFA operating and to retain $100,000 in a restricted account to support a line of credit for emergency use by the national office.
Okay,
yes, our intent was that the PNB would vote on this.
Okay. So,
it's Bonnie. I have a question.
Okay, why don't we take that up as a motion? Is it about this motion, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. But Luzette was on the stack before you.
That's fine.
I just wanted to respond to the question as to whether there are guidelines for emergency. At the end of the day, we as a body will decide when that emergency happens.
Right. Go,
okay.
Luzette.
All right, so now Bonnie?
Yeah. Is there provision being made, any kind of paperwork that would indicate in better times that KPFA would get that $100,000 back?
Well, I guess I should let LaVarne answer that question, but the reason why I like this is that there's no confusion that last $100,000 is KPFA's money. It's not as if somebody took the money and put it into a different account. So, you know, it does keep clear whose money that is. So I have to ask LaVarne what the procedure would be for, you know, unrestricting that last $100,000. You know, if we did have there's probably some threshold. If we have enough surplus in bank accounts around the network, including national office, we would need it. I don't know if we've agreed on what that level of cash might be. LaVarne, do you have any? You might have some more.
We're ready for the stack.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is LaVarne. I think that if and when we get to the point where we would have to use that line of credit, and then, as you know, what I've done in working with Ricardo is that we can just draw up our little promissory notes for ourselves to pay it back over a reasonable amount of time, like we would discuss in the finance committee, like we did with paying back the $300,000. We discussed the amount of time to pay that back. So, and once we come up with the group as a committee, decide on the amount of time to pay it back, and then we would let you know what that is, and that it's promissory note to ourselves to pay that back. So we would always have this instrument to pay these loans back.
Right. May I ask a follow-up so that I understand this?
I'll put you on the end of the stack, okay?
I believe it was it Jim who was next on the stack? No, it was Billy Ray. Sorry.
Yes, you know, I'm hearing. Well, let me set the stage here. You know, we've already, you know, came to the realization that Pacifica has ultimate control over its programming and its airways, right? And what I hear, you know, in this financial thing that I'm listening to is my money, your money, my money, who money, you know. And the question is, who has ultimate control over the finances of Pacifica? Do you ever expect this organization to become sovereign?
Okay, thank you, Billy Ray. I think we have we're close to time on this finance committee report. Sean, are you keeping track?
We have 38 seconds.
Okay, so we need to go to a vote on this motion. Jamie, can you read it, please?
Sure. Move. P&B approved the return of $320,000 of the encumbered CD from KPFA to the KPFA operating account and retained $100,000 in a restricted account to support a line of credit for emergency use by the national office.
Okay. Richard, can we please take a roll call vote on this motion?
Richard, I ask if there's any objection.
Is there any objection to this motion?
Somebody fell off the line.
Okay. hearing no objection, the motion passes unanimously. All right. It is now, well, I have 24 minutes after 6. We're supposed to be ending the meeting at 6:30 to move into closed session. However, let me ask Sandra, do you have a personnel committee report?
Yeah, I can make it very short and sweet. The personnel committee met on the 17th of August. We did second round interviews for the CFO candidates, of which there were four. One of them did not get on the call and has failed to return any kind of messages that I have left. So moving on from that, and then per the PMB directive at the New York meeting, a two-week posting period was set from the 10th through tomorrow, the 24th, for the ED position, and we have received approximately 8 new resumes, letters of interest for the ED position, which we are currently reviewing, and we will be meeting on Monday, the Monday following tomorrow, to call through the new ED candidates and decide who we want to invite for a first round interview and discuss who we want to invite for second round interview.
Thank you, Sandra.
And that's it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, we have on the agenda a possible affiliate task force report. Is there a report from the affiliates task force?
We have no report at this time.
Thank you. Archives task force? Hello?
Hello.
Archives task force? Okay, hearing nobody, we'll go on. Is there a report from the audit committee?
No, there isn't.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a report from the programming committee?
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm on the call.
Yes.
Very briefly, I have a report that we have been conducting election for chair and secretary. My initial understanding is that election didn't make the quorum of the committee. We have a meeting on Monday, the 24th, and we'll discuss those items at that meeting.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Now, we're up to the Governance Committee report. However, we don't have time enough time to really discuss this adequately. So I would entertain a motion for a continuation meeting because we really need to take up this issue of LSP recall elections.
So moved. So moved.
And well, when would we like to? Let's nail down a meeting date and time. Now that we have, since we have a few minutes for that. George, since you're the chair of the governance committee and you're bringing this forward, would you like to suggest a date and explain what urgency there may be in this matter, regarding this matter?
We have two recall elections which are being on hold until we get some procedures in place. That's the urgency. I would suggest next Friday.
This coming Friday?
Yeah.
That would be the Friday the 28th?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a second?
Second. Hoping
second.
My schedule will allow it.
Okay. Is there any objection to continuing this meeting adjourning the meeting at this time? I get well, and never mind. Just continuing the meeting on Friday, August 28th, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Madam Chair, is that just to deal with the recall?
It's a continuation meeting. It's as far as we want to go on the agenda.
This is Leslie, and I'd like to put out the possibility that Thursday might work for people. I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, that's a
not for me.
Substitute motion.
Yeah, it's an audit committee meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, it's bad for me too.
Okay. All right. So we're back to Friday the 28th. Is there any objection to continuing this current meeting on this Friday, the 28th?
Madam Chair, might we ask people if the whole board could attend on Sunday the 30th?
No, I
terrible
can't.
Day for me. Completely booked.
Yeah.
Okay, there's your answer. So we're back to August 28th.
I won't be able to make the 28th, but I'm only one person. This is Jim.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be able to make the 28th either. I'm not sure of that.
It sounds like at least need to take a vote on each date.
Okay, so Richard, let's take it. Well, we all right. All right. Let's first take a vote on the 28th and say yes or no. Richard, can you take the roll? This is Friday the 28th, and we'll go yes or no.
Friday the 28th. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. Rico, did you ever join us? Can't hear you, Rico.
No, he's not.
George Ryder. George Ryder.
Yes.
Senator Rollins.
Yes, I'll be able to on the call for a short period of time.
Wendy Terrell.
I wanted to vote yes on both days, but since I can't do
Susan
it like
Young.
That, I'm gonna abstain.
Susan.
I don't make me a yes. I'm abstaining.
Susan Young.
Susan Young.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes for both days.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
No.
A.C. Bird.
Abstain.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Yes.
Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Pia Wangaza.
Yes.
Jerry Gindelman. Jerry Gindelman. I can't hear you, Jerry. Bonnie Simmons.
I don't think I can.
Bonnie Simmons.
That was Bonnie Simmons.
That was Bonnie Simmons.
Bonnie voted no.
Andrea Turner. You did what?
Abstain.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman, are you there? Okay.
Grace, this is me.
Okay,
Grace, this is Mia. Could I have recognized the point of order, please?
Go ahead.
Since Leslie's bringing the substitute and she can't be there, is it possible that people could make it on Sunday? I mean, if
can I move the Thursday? We can hold this body for Sunday if we wish.
You know what? We're breaking up so bad, I can't understand.
The echo is terrible, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I know that. Richard, can you mute? I think it might be you. Just for a second. Okay. Is the echo still there?
Yeah, we don't know. It's
better.
Not any one of us.
Any one of us.
Okay. All right.
It's into the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll have to work with
the echo.
We're almost done. Richard, did you mute or are you still on?
Still on.
I'm here.
You're here?
I'm here. You have 12 to 3 to 4.
Okay. So, do we want to take a poll for Sunday? That's Sunday, August 30th.
No, I thought we just did.
No, we were polling.
No, we did not.
All right, okay. No.
Okay, so
we voted in.
Richard,
excuse me.
Please take a roll call on the next most likely possibility.
Okay, point of clarification.
Is the 30th, because there are conflicting meetings on the 27th. So can we please take the roll for Sunday? Yes,
point
no,
of information. Point of information.
Yes.
We were talking about the 28th, not the 27th. And I thought if this passed on the 28th by a vast majority, that would take care of the matter, that there was no reason to talk about the 30th.
Okay, no. That was not my intention. We're going to poll Sunday the 30th.
All right. No.
You never know. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, everybody, if you be quiet and let us do this, we'll get through quicker. Nia Bediako, this is for Sunday, if you can do it Sunday. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Ellen Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross. Jamie?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No, I can't make Sunday either.
AC Bird? AC, can't hear you.
That was AC.
Lucette King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton? David?
No.
Sophia Wangaza? Sophia Wangaza?
She's gone, too.
I can't hear you. Okay, Sherry Gindelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
I don't vote. But,
this is a survey.
I'll abstain.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Wendy Terrell? Wendy? Can't hear you, Wendy. Susan
Sorry,
Young.
Am I muted? Yes, I guess.
Susan
yes.
Young?
Yes.
Okay, we've got 10, 6 to 2.
Okay, and we have 12 for Friday the 28th.
And we got 12 for Friday. So, street folks, I didn't even know the second vote was taken.
Honestly, let's just move on.
Okay,
we have a lot of work to do.
Could I hear the vote, please? People stop talking. I didn't hear the vote.
10-6-2.
So it's Friday.
Friday was 12-3-4.
That's right.
Okay, so our next continuation meeting will be on Friday, August 28th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn until that
So moved.
Second. Okay, any objection to adjourning and moving into closed session?
How many minutes we have?
Let's give it 5 minutes and then all meet in closed session.
Right. Oh.